Blog Talk Radio.
Return to claim the pyramid. Parting on the mothership, I am the mothership connection. Get down in 3D, a light year groover. If you hear any noise, ain't nobody but me and the boys. Turn the motherfucker out. Dipping your hip and come on to the mothership. Doing the loose booty. Give me a little more foot up here. The home of the P-Funk, the bomb. I bet your memory bank don't forget this funk. Swing down. I said swing.
everybody. Yeah. Everybody move your body. Everybody swing down. Hey, y'all can do better than that, cause we got to get the mothership in here tonight. It's gonna take energy to get the mothership in here tonight. Raise your hand. Together, y'all.
Let me ride.
Swing down. Chest up.
Let me ride.
Somebody help me sing, y'all.
Let me ride.
After the mothership comes. Do you wanna ride?
Well, they call me the big pill, a Dr. Funkenstein here, the disco fiend with the...
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Drive On's Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette. And tonight, Brother Eddie will be the Ski Holy Day, his gift to you. He has my gift to us. So, Brother Eddie, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear. Well, we had
some time off
vacation. It was a vacation for me.
Oh,
a
that's good. That's
one.
Good. Yeah.
How much
we
one,
all
I
do.
Was able to try to catch up
we
on things.
We all do. Oh, yes.
Yes.
How are you and the family doing?
We're all well, thank you. And how are you and your family?
Everybody's doing well.
Good.
Everybody's
very
doing well.
That is
so
good.
I'm living vertical. And that will be my new word for next year, living
all
vertical.
Right.
Because we know
good.
Vertical
that's
is upright. It's
yes,
being upright, standing straight.
You just upright.
And
we don't want
understanding,
you to go
understanding by number, vertical is 33. Next
okay,
year
so
is
you're
2022 on the 6th.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because this year, the 5, we basically, a lot of us have been horizontal. Thoughts
yeah.
have still been flat. We flatlining with our thoughts because we're not raising our vibration up. So this is the time to stop laying down, family, and get up. Get vertical.
Yeah.
Before we get started, let me, as I always do, acknowledge the ancestors with Ashe, the elders with Namaste, and the family and listening audience with much, much, much love and great appreciation for your time and space and most of all this portion of your life. We appreciate you. So, again, yes. I definitely wanted to end off this year by giving my gift. And again, for me, my gift I give all the time. Christmas for me is every day. It's not just this day coming up this weekend, but it's every day for me. And I feel for a lot of us, even though we don't see it that way or my way, not that way, because a lot of people do see, you know, every day as a day to give because we're always giving. But
yes.
I'm going to bring everything home by the number, as we always do, giving that reference to Christmas and what we should be celebrating. And we all know that we don't, not too many of us. Celebrated. So to start off right quick, I want to give a quick breakdown of Happy Holy Day, my gift to us. Because again, every day is a holy day to share my
yes.
gift. See it. I see my part. We all need to see our parts. I see, and when I say that, I, E-Y-E, see, the all-seeing eye family, I see. Behind the words have the number that vibrate a beat, that frequency that we all feel. These numbers reveal the coming of the whole together, family, as one, as we always talking about the one. One is no more than the whole. My gift is my personal relationship that starts with the Holy Bible. I see signs and symbols revealing my top weapons being no more than our royal melanin. Having a correct consciousness, getting reprogrammed, being aware and using the right conversations, being connected to nature, and raise our souls by way of this solar shift. Remember, yesterday, family, if some of you don't know, was the winter solstice. So this solar shift, winter solstice, is all connected.
Yes, it is.
As it repairs the divine within all of us, or specifically within you. You start to process your memory. We must have a plan with purpose, because purpose needs a plan. See it, be it, here and now, by the order of the age of Aquarius. Now, sharing this little tidbit real quick, is seeing these numbers of all these words I used, because behind the number, for me, is hidden what's called the secret. And the secret is no more than the truth. This is why a magician never reveals his secret, never reveals the truth. That's all it is. He knows it and we don't. So looking at Holy Day by that number, holy is 12 and day is 7. 12 is 3 plus 7 gives you 10, which is 1. But when you look at those numbers, you actually see the date of Christmas, 12/25. 2 plus 5 is 7. That 12 holy is 3. Same number is in Holy Bible. Holy 12 again, Bible is 16, which is that 7. You must have a personal relationship with anything that you're doing. Personal is 25, which is 7. Relationship is 48, which is a 3. In that personal relationship, recognizing your signs and symbols, you have, each one of us has specific signs and symbols that we should recognize throughout our journey, specifically for us to witness. Signs, 25, which is 7. Symbols, 21, 3. This deals with revealing our top weapon, top 12, weapon 16. That's connected to our royal melanin, royal 12, melanin 16, giving us a correct consciousness. Correct is 30, consciousness is 52, 7. Getting reprogrammed. Getting is 39, 3. Program is 34, which is 7. Program to the right right conversation. Being aware of the right conversation. Right 30, conversation 34. Being connected to nature. I'm sorry, connection to nature. Our connection to nature. Connection is 30. Nature is 25. That's 7. It raises our soul. Raise is 20 1, soul is 16. And it repairs us within divinely. Repairs is 30, divine 25. Purpose has a plan, as a plan has a purpose. Plan is 7, purpose is 30. And it's by the divine order of the age of Aquarius. Order is 30, Aquarius is 34. So within all of this, again, sharing my gifts, since this is the season of giving, I want to give the gift, again, that I always give metaphysically, dealing with even the words that we don't see behind the words that we're given, that gives us a program of no more than being a consumer to spend money for presents, not understanding that we are the presents. We are the presents. This is why we give these presents away. And the key to understanding that we are the presence is by number. Presence is 38, which is a 2. All of us who are presence are leaders. And the only thing that you have to do to be a leader is be the example. Example is 2. So these are the presents that we are, the examples that we leave, we share, we give. That's what even this day that's coming up that we call Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Wow. Yes. But when we look again at Merry Christmas by number, we see 9 and 4. Merry being 9. Here's the key with the Merry. We know that there are so many ways to spell Merry, but there's another way to spell the Merry that they're giving us. You can spell it M-E-R-R-I-E instead of M-E-R-R-Y. But if the I-E was there, it would change the numerical value. But when you look up the definition, both Merry spelled the different ways with the Y and the I-E are the same meaning. So why did they use one over the other? Because the numbers reflect what the story that we're supposed to be given is all about. Merry Christmas. Merry again being 9. Christmas being 4. Where we're supposed to be giving Jesus' story or the story of Jesus. Well, the story of Jesus is the same numbers as Merry Christmas. And nobody's giving that story of Jesus. We're giving physical and material presents. And that's why we're the present of the example that we're supposed to give, giving the story of Jesus. Wow. It's not done. I've never heard it throughout my entire life. At any of my family gatherings during the time I celebrated back in the day. But again, Jesus' story is no more than God and Jesus. Merry Christmas is the same number as God and Jesus. And we're not giving neither. And we don't really have to, because at the same time, when I hear us saying things that reflect these words by number of Merry Christmas, God and Jesus, is when I hear all of us, or a lot of us, saying these words, man, I'm still learning. That's Merry Christmas, baby. That's God and Jesus. We're still learning all of this because it's hidden in plain sight behind all of these words that the numbers reveal. That's my gift to give. And like I said, I do it all year long. It's Christmas. Because, again, Christmas being four or 40, but that's four. It's spiritual. Spiritual is four. That's truth. Truth is 31, four. That's God, 13, four. That's the secret, y'all. 31, four. That's what makes us better, 31. Because that four of God, the secret, the spiritual, the spirit, is the answer. 22, four. It's the solution. 31, four. That's Christmas to me. Every day giving that lesson, lesson being 22. That's Christmas, baby. We're not giving no lessons. Are we even receiving the spiritual lesson? See, it's no more than life's lesson. Merry Christmas. Still learning. So I wasn't supposed to go that far because I did not give you the opportunity and chance to basically deal with the current events. So please forgive me. But I really wanted to get these things out because, again, see, Merry Christmas are these things and more. Merry Christmas is revealing the truth. Merry Christmas is the light of the sun. Merry Christmas is the secret information. Merry Christmas is what you feel is real. Merry Christmas is your imaginations through your dreams. Merry Christmas is the movie that you become the writer of. Merry Christmas, wisdom. It's the universal spirit. It's the light of the sun that charges the electricity within all of us. We're no more than magnets. Creativity of magnetism. You create what you get, what you draw in, what you give back out. So, again, I digress and let you talk about some of the current events, and you might touch on a couple that hits here home in Illinois, like several other states that in the current event I wanted to talk about because, again, like I said, how we take out the end of the year, we're going to bring in the new year. So whatever garbage we're hearing, be it mainstream media or alternative, is what is going to be ushered in for the new year. Because at the end of the day, we help it because we talk about it. We manifest what we talk about. So we have to control the way we talk about whatever it is we're talking about. So we take the power that we have back, not giving them anything other than getting information that we can connect the dots that they are lying about anyway because they've never given us the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help me, God. And they want to swear on the Bible. Okay, let me stop. Go ahead, Sister Antoinette, with the current events.
Okay, hello, Brother Eddie. I wanted to start with first to give the background of Christmas and how what we were taught about Christmas is incorrect. First off, there is no biblical proof that Jesus was born on December the 25th, that date that they made for the 25th was around the days that you have stated, the solstice, the winter solstice, and other pagan holidays where they worship Saturn and another god, excuse me. And when they say that Jesus was born on December the 25th, that when they say that Jesus was born on December the 25th, that it was impossible due to the way how the winters were in Bethlehem, that they had treacherous winters, that they were very cold, and that the shepherds put their sheep in at night. So Jesus could not have been born on that day. That really what they think is that he was born in October, September, October, in the fall, you know, where they were still able to travel. So that was one thing I really wanted to get that cleared up. So the go-to, do you have anything to add to that or take from that?
No more than what you added to that. It's dealing with as above, so below. Metaphysics, again, no more than Jesus and God, but it's the way that we get it and get it together. Again, the reason for this date, dealing with the movement of the sun from the winter solstice being yesterday on the 21st for the 3 days to the 24th, that the sun is under the equator, until the 25th, that it starts to rise above the equator again, the sun. And remember, sun, S-U-N, is God, but his representative son, Jesus, is 9/27. So S-O-N, sun, is 9. This is how they put a play on words, and it's basically the numbers to see what's actually happening. But it's referring to the light now starting to go back towards its, what they call the equinox, going back to equal time. Because
yes,
we
and this
last
was a
night,
day
the
that
longest
they were
night.
Afraid of. Yeah, they were
right.
afraid
so,
of this because they were going to be darkened out, you know, that they weren't, the light wasn't going to come back up. And by this being the longest day of the year, they were fearful of it. And that was the God that they worshiped, that he may keep them in the darkness. I'm sorry.
This is why this time is used, because this is also the astrology time or sign of Capricorn. And Capricorn represents the Baphomet, if family is familiar with that term. But by number, Baphomet is 27, Jesus is 27. It's just the opposite side. This is why a lot of the rituals and ceremonies are done during this time of the year, because the nights are longer.
Yeah.
So they can do longer incantations that take longer time. But again, this is another reference to the number behind Jesus that represents that other side of the coin, Jesus being head and Baphomet being tail. Just as Christ being head and Lucifer being tail, it's the same number. We've only been given one side of this story. But we still haven't been given it to where we truly understand it, because that's what's happening right now. This is why we're still learning.
Yes. Always on that. We have a caller with their hand up, and I think we really want to take this person. Is that okay with you?
Hey, go ahead. Bring them in.
Okay. Area code 706.
Brother Kwame, take your mute off. Yes, Brother Eddie.
Hello,
and Sister
Kwame.
Anjanette.
Yes.
Hello, Brother Kwame. It's been a minute.
Yes, been a few turns of the clock you know. But we still keep coming around, so that's the thing about the clock. It just follows the circle.
Yes,
you know,
it does.
But I was listening to, you know, y'all describing this season. You know, it's just a natural occurrence, but they've decided to make more profit because this is the way in which merchants make their money between Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's their inventory.
Yeah.
Get rid of their inventory. That's the gist of it.
And to balance their books.
Right. And the other part is that this is the natural occurrence, because this is the law of nature, that on March 21st, it is equal day, equal night. And on June 21st, it's the longest day. December 21st is the longest night. And that's because we experienced the Tropic of Cancer, that's what Brother Eddie was talking about. Because the sun makes its journey to the south and crosses the equator and stays there those 3 days in there, and then it comes back at the 25th, which is 6 days before the alignment of Sirius. Because you go outside and you look up at midnight, this is where they talk about the Star of Bethlehem, but really that was the star of Sirius rising up, because at 11:59 you can go outside and look straight up above you and you'll see the star Sirius, because that's the alignment of our solar year. And so this is what happens, you know, when they take the natural and make it unnatural. And so the story of Jesus is the story of Isis, Horus, and what's the other one? Isis, Osiris, Horus, yeah. And that's their birth. And so what they did is they plagiarized the story and made it, because that's why you have the Pope prays to the Black Madonna and Child, because this is where they got the story from. And so what they've done with it is commercialized it and made it to where, you know, you go around the world and everybody does not have this holiday. You go into the jungles and places, they don't have it, because unless they've been invaded and put in the missionaries coming in, they make this story through the church, in that Jesus was born on this day and everything has to deal around his birth. But that's the birth of the missionaries and the Catholicism, that they came up with this whole concept and pagan holidays. And so what we're now looking at, there's a great shift that we're doing, because December 21st, 2021 was the next phase from December 21st, 2012. It's the actualizing of the portal opening into this next dimension, because last year was the zero alignment of Aquarius in its constellation at its exact zero point, and that was ushering in the confirmation of what we know we're moving into is the era of Aquarius Leo. Pisces and Virgo is moving out. And so what we're doing now is feeling the experience of what it's going to be like when we had the last great era, was the BC, was before Christ, in the Egyptians and all of that whole monotheism, Coptic religion, all these other religions were birthed in those eras. And then we had after death, which came after the last dynasties of Kemet, Egypt. And so now we're having the after death, we're now moving back into the next BC. And that this BC is before COVID. Before COVID, we used to get
before COVID.
Do things. That's what it is. It's the next BC. Before COVID, we had, you know, in exchange, we could touch each other. We can go out and hug and commune. Didn't have to stay 6 feet apart. We didn't have to be inoculated. But now they have this new era that they're now ushering in. And so now we're seeing this whole new metaverse, this whole new techno-spiritual age. And so we're now looking at all that was, you know, leading up to this from the 50s and the invention of radio and all of these things. But each invention that they did was a shift in man's reaction to them changing the frequencies. And now we're in this 5G frequency, and we're seeing the damage that's being done by altering the Earth's natural frequency with man's creation of his frequency, and they're clashing. And this is what we're having. And what they're attempting to do is alter, because they know where we are in the galaxy. They know the consciousness that's being downloaded into the people. And they're trying to create an interference. And they're trying to create a genetic modification. This is why they're creating the GMOs and doing all of this altering of foods and altering of frequencies, is because they're trying to alter man's new evolution. Because it's the energy from above, and it's coming out of the alignment of the 144 grid. That alignment is giving us the energy to reactivate that six-strand DNA. Now we're moving, our children are at 9, and we're moving back to 12. And so what they're doing is giving us an artificial intelligence when your divine intelligence is coming back into alignment. And this is the challenge of this fight for the human mind. This is what they're fighting for, because this is why they're programming all of this technology to learn your behavior and your neural net, how you think, what you think, what you do, how you eat, how you, you know, do whatever your behavior is. Because what they're doing is attempting to get behavior control. But it's divine intelligence is that divine intelligence made everything that's on the planet that's working in unison together. Man is attempting to try to put a program together to be equal to that, which is impossible because he can never be the creator.
Yes. Well, thank you, Brother Kwame.
Yes. As always, my brother, appreciate you, and yes, thank us. As I said, this is our gift to us, not just my gift, but you're part of the gifts, and I appreciate your gift, my brother. And
I appreciate all of us all. You know, and this is what we got to start saying. I appreciate love you and us. Is because us is that we're united in spirit, and this is why I say us. It's not about you, it's about us, because it always, the tree is connected to the plant. The plant is connected to the insect. The insect is connected to the bird. The bird is connected to whatever other connections that they have. So the thing is, we're all connected. And this is the first neural net of the planet. And this is why the root system and the electrical frequency in the earth and the frequency in the human being are combined. But what they did is they created a space called urban that says you're banned from nature. Now you're going to be in man's creation as opposed to creator's creation.
That's correct. That is correct. And yes. Like I said, this is the gifts that we give continuously. It's not just on this day, that day that they've dubbed, but this is what we do continuously, hopefully,
those of us who are giving what they have to give, because I just feel a lot of us don't recognize what it actually is that we have to share. But even there, you brought up something that was in the next one I was going to give, dealing with metaphysics. As, like I said, I do it and give it every class we get. But metaphysics by numbers, to use right now where we are in this, again, season of giving, metaphysics is no more than present and gifts. That's metaphysics. That's why we are the presence that give through the examples that we leave and share. We're living in the presence of our future, play on words, different spelling. But that's the presence that we should be leaving for our future, which are the children. Back to metaphysics, which is no more than gifts and presence, no more than God and Jesus Christ, no more than same and some. As Brother Kwame just mentioned, it's no more than brain behavior. And this is what they're doing, trying to control your brain behavior. And it's shown through your actions. The gifts and presents are no more than giving that we're in the age of computer data. This is what they're using. An artificial means that separates the real spiritual. Metaphysics, as I said, God and Jesus Christ, gifts and presents, is no more than fellowship and worship. It's as above, so below. It's what we're talking about when we talk about meta and metaverse. Because as everyone keeps mentioning, that the metaverse is going to take over the spiritual with the artificial. Metaverse is 40. Artificial is 40. Spiritual is 40. This is what their plan and the experiment that they're doing. What we do first with self is the improvement of one's thought. Metaphysics, God and Jesus Christ. It starts with your improvement of your own thought. That improvement of your own thought is the unconditional love. You start with self. Then we can talk about human beings being connected. All of these are the same numbers. It's gifts and present. It's through the experience that a comedian gives his joke. It is through the experiment that we are tricked by the politicians, the tricksters. So through our talk, we create the manifestations. We manifest what we talk about. These are the things that are real important. And again, this is my way that I see it, that I share with you, family. And the key to it all is that I'm giving it to you only my way, one way. And through words and numbers, just like the universe, there's no limitation. the sky is not the limit. That's somebody else's bull. I'm not stopping where they tell me a limit. Again, that's a program, and I let me digress. But at the end of the day, we understand that computer data that's being used is for our youth and against our children. All of this is in the gifts and presents that I share, the metaphysics that I see. This is my spiritual guidance. Spiritual guidance is metaphysics. It's God in Christ. It's fellowship and worship. It's jokes and experience. It's youth and children. Computer data. Speaking truth. Your spirit or spiritual change. It's all about our spiritual essence that we all talk about. And through the numbers that are behind these words, we start to see it and connect the dots. I'm just giving one way. Because, again, I'm giving my way of seeing and recognizing signs and symbols through the patterns of numbers that have been given to me. We all are giving patterns to recognize. We just have not become aware. But we will. We will. And with that, let me pull back again, Sister Antoinette. If you do have another... Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to touch on one thing, because you're emphasizing the word present, and you're, you know, really looking at that, because the thing that we look at is present. Pre means before.
Mm-hmm.
And before was sent. And so we are looking at an energy that's already here. We're here for a purpose. We already know that we come onto the planet with everything that we're supposed to do is within us. And it's mm-hmm. an inside job, and the part of us having it, but we're having so much interference or interdetainment that's put into us. That's what entertainment means, is enter to detain you. Because you're already programmed in everything in your mitochondria DNA, and your Akashic record has a memory of what it is, and the energy is here that comes from the sun, the moon, the planets, and the energy of Earth to give you that charge to bring forth what it is that you're predestined to do. So your presence means is that you brought everything in that you brought everything in that you're going to have as the essence of you. The essence is the presence of you. And so when we look at this whole concept of that sun going down and coming back up and giving us the energy to present another cycle of that sun going from the south back up to the north, and giving us and raising up the energy, because we're in hibernation now, and everything in nature begins to shut down and become bare. And those seeds that are laying under the earth that has a covered blanket of leaves stays over it while the snow falls and cools down everything, and they germinate and wait in that soil until the thawing out goes, and then they receive that water that was frozen, just as we're receiving that water that was frozen, called the Arctic and the Antarctic. And as that memory and consciousness begins to melt, it begins to go back into the atmosphere and, I mean, go back into the oceans, and then gets absorbed by the sun up into the air, and then it begins to drop in certain places on the planet to put a new memory and consciousness to the beings that are in as that rain falls. And so what we're seeing is that we were predestined to be here in this time to present ourselves to the world for the image of the greatness of the Creator. And so this is what we're doing, in that we're generation after generation after generation recycling this energy of life, because this is the circle of life. And this circle continues, because that sun rises, goes down, and comes back around, and it comes back up in the east. It's a cycle, and it's a circle. It's the essence of our existence. And so what we're now in experience is that we're in a new evolution. And you know me in words, frontward and backward. Evolution only spells know it you love. And Creator is love. And so what's being recycled is the creation of love. But what we're battling is an institution of fear. And so this is what this cycle is doing, and it's constantly redoing itself with this love and fear. And we're now, this is what before COVID, we were more loving. Now we're back into fear. Before COVID.
Yeah. When I see it, I just see how they just keep flipping the script. It's a two-sided coin. We was BC, yeah, as you said, back then, and we went to AD, back to BC. Well, BC is 5. AD is 5. They just changed the letters like they changed the words. The numbers remain the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We in the 5, y'all. We keep talking about it, but that's why we're going from the 5 to the 6.
Yeah.
So, yes, sir. I love it, Brother Kwame. I'm going to pick up on that, at 5 and 6, which gives us the 11. After Sister Antoinette, go ahead with your next current event, if you have one.
Okay. Brother Eddie, you and I, we touched on it a little bit a while back, over the section or something that we did, where there was a school threat, and it was for all the schools, where they said that they were going to school and they were going to hurt someone and take their own life. And they found out that this came from a 12-year-old boy in New Jersey, that he was the one that made this threat. So since we know he was 12, what are your thoughts on that, Brother Eddie?
Well, 12 right away, he made threats of killing.
Yeah.
Kill a 12.
Yep.
You know, and again, I just mentioned that they're using our youth and our children.
Yes.
He's still a child.
Yes.
So it's letting us know, even when we talk about the schools, that 5 now, starting with the age that they've just said that the children can get vaccinated.
Yeah.
At the age
5.
And
up.
So there you go.
Yeah.
See, so that 5 keeps ringing right now.
Yes.
Exactly. And since we're bringing that up, family, you need to check into your own places where you stay. Because, again, remember, we're going from this year to next year, 2021 to 2022. And if you aren't keeping up with it, go and look at the laws that are being changed, updated for the new year on your book. A lot of these laws basically come into effect on January 3rd. Christmas before. Anyway, for those here in Illinois, and for those, if I can remember, in the state of Nevada, Washington, Oregon, New Mexico, might be a few others that I'm missing, still under this mandate of this mask. And
on the 3rd here in Illinois. I don't know about other states. It'll be, we've been talking about it, that you will now have to show proof of being fully vaccinated to go eat at restaurants, to go work out at your facilities to work out, at all your entertainment venues, sporting events, concerts, what have you. So again, that's all understanding a repetition of history repeating itself, having your papers to show. We're getting, or they're putting the public, they're putting the public in a place where they're conditioning them to accept this, where it is a norm without challenging like other countries are, because they're not seeing what's getting ready to come down the pipe, dealing with that 2, that 11, that 5 being this year and that 6 being next year. 5 plus 6 is 11, that 2. So, yeah.
Could I ask you that, Brother Eddie?
Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
Yeah, and you hit on a good point in saying that the laws, they usually do January the 1st or January the 3rd, whichever state, the way they choose to do this. But what we got to look at is that those children that, what was it, 2019 and started, they had to start being homeschooled, and then they were let back in school and they have to wear masks and they have to be social distance. So by the time that child in kindergarten in 7 years will be already programmed, this is why Plato says, or one of the Romans says, give me a child by seven, and a boy by seven, and I will show you the man. It's because it takes 7 years for the program to be complete. And so we're looking at from 19 to 2025 or 26, that program is going to be in place because that generation will already be programmed from a child to its going into its adolescence. And the lessons have already been programmed: mass, social distance, documentation. This is what the Agenda 21 was geared up for, this, to where the next agenda is Agenda what? 2030, in 9 years. So we got 8 more years to go for 2030. And this is where we're looking at, because that child and 5-year-old child in 8 years will be an adolescent, and it will be fully programmed to accept and live by what they're forcing into the culture, and that will be their cultural norm. And this is where you get the inundating of people into a new way of life, a new fad. I'm from the 50s, came up in the 60s. So that program was polio, you know, measles, chicken pox, all the childhood diseases, you get immunized. Now you got a whole new thing that they're implementing. And so we look at something, because we had it when I was young, it was tonsillitis and there was another one. It wasn't the gland that they used to do surgeries. They did certain surgeries on children at certain generations. And now this generation from 5 on is going to be inoculated. And this is going to be the norm for them to stand in line and be given shots and then proven by their phones, their passport to go places. And this is the program. This is the artificial intelligence and reprogramming the human being not to be natural, but to be unnatural.
Yeah.
This is where this metaverse comes in with the artificial, as you said, and understanding once you are in that metaverse, you're not making human contact. So they're going to be able to push this real good, introducing the metaverse and not having social contact and really believing that you're doing whatever you want to do. Your dreams will become your reality. And you don't have to be in contact with anyone physically. So, yeah, they're getting ready to really push all this.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Brother Anthony. I just wanted to add that to it.
Okay, well.
Did you have another question? Go ahead.
Brother Kwame, are you complete?
Yeah, but what I'm looking at and see what we're talking about is looking at metaverse. And the thing is that they're trying to say metaphysical, and they're connecting it to the universal mind. And what we're looking at is this is where the artificial intelligence, this is why they're having virtual reality, augmented reality, and then another one, is because power is the ability to make someone to believe in a reality that is not their own. See what it's saying? Power is the ability to define one's reality and to make them believe that which is not their own. And so in them creating this artificial reality, this is not your God-given birthright. This is technology taking your right.
Yeah, and it's not taking because you're giving it to them.
It's taking it because you have a choice. You know, I look at people and they be talking about, well, this child and that phone. You bought that phone. That child and
yeah.
You out there paid $800, $1,000 for an iPhone. You bought it. And now you're
yep.
looking at your Wi-Fi crack addict child throwing tantrums and going crazy because its phone is lost or somebody took it, and this child is dangerous because
yeah.
his mind is addicted to that phone. A child in Florida killed his mother. A woman here in Atlanta shot her son over the chip that went to her phone.
Oh,
shot
no.
and killed her son.
Oh, my goodness.
So that lets you know how this little piece of technology has taken the human mind.
Yeah.
I already told the people, and I'm working with addicts and substance abuse and this. I told them, I said, you got AA, you got NA, you got Gamblers Anonymous, Sex Anonymous. You are going to have Wi-Fi Anonymous, because your child is going to be an addict by the time it gets to be an adult.
Oh, my goodness.
That's even in the metaphysical of that 5 and 6. Again, 5 being this year, 2021, but 5 representing the fifth chakra. And the fifth chakra deals with truth and lies. It leads you to the sixth chakra next year, 2022, the sixth. And if you're here in the fifth year and you're dealing with the lie, well, the sixth chakra deals with insight and illusion. That's what we've been talking about. That's why they're going to use the illusion. And if you're into the lie, you can only deal with the illusion, because you can't deal with insight with the lie. Only truth can get to the insight. So this is why next year the metaverse will deal with insight for those whose third eye is open. And for those whose third eye is closed, the illusion will continue. The lie
will continue.
But what is the illusion? Look at the word. The first part of it is I-L-L.
It's ill. It's ill.
Ill you.
Ill. You know,
ill
as we
on.
Say, mental illness. This is
it's
why
meant to
it's
make
all
it,
brain
it was,
behavior.
Yeah, but the word says it's meant to make you ill. It's see, the thing about mental illness is because the thing that Freud and Carl Jung and Jung broke away from Freud because they took the self, the spirit. Psychology means spirit. The disconnection of the spirit from the mind, because the mind is nothing but the connection to all the other brains that grew from it. It's the spirit that made the brain. And when you disconnect the spirit from the brain, you cause you separate the connection. And so this is where it's mental. It's meant to do this. And this is what they're doing with this thing called psychological. But we're more looking at, we were originally spiritual. We were psychological. That's man's concept. Man created psychology. Creator gave us spirituality. This is the whole concept that we're being duped with. We're thinking that it's the psychological, oh, he's got this kind of this. No, there's a shift. When you start hearing things, that means you're clairaudient. You're having connections to the other side of the world. A musician hears music playing, would you call him crazy? If he didn't play it, we wouldn't get the sounds that we hear. And those are the gifts that we have learned to, we have been programmed to disconnect ourselves from. We'd rather have the intellect of a phone in our hand than the intellect of walking in nature and sitting at a tree and being downloaded through nature.
Yeah, that's why they are pushing this so hard. Because, again, we're in this age of Aquarius, of this time of nature, where nature now is informing us once we embrace nature.
And you're correct, but it's even stronger than nature, because it's the galactic consciousness that we are in our Milky Way galaxy. We have not, this solar system has not been in this position for 26,000 years. We don't even know the energies of what we're in right now. All we know is the alignment of the stars and what we're doing, but the energy that's coming from that Milky Way that's coming and sending consciousness to this planet, we are now in a new part of our galactic, and this is why the Galactic Federation is watching this planet, is because they're trying to see how we're going to react with this new consciousness. We've been slowly moving around here since the last 2,000 years. And now they're looking to see what are we going to do in the next 2,000. Because we stay in a sign 2,160 years. 2,160 years times 12 is 25,920. That's what it takes this solar system to go around the Milky Way galaxy and come back to the point again. And so our ancestors knew this. And they knew how to align with the heavens. That's why I say we need an overground railroad. What's over us is the arc of the Milky Way, or the universe. And the arc of the universe is bends towards justice, because it's going to follow the universal law, the cosmic law, and the natural law. We are out of order. We have been out of order. And what we're doing is that we're paying for it, and we're going to come back into order, or we will be like the dinosaur. We're going to disappear. You will become extinct. There are thousands of insects and creatures that are no longer existing. They're extinct because of what man has been out of order doing. That's why he's trying to make all these robotic whatever, is because he's killing himself and everybody along with him if you go with him.
Yes, yes, I definitely agree. And like you said, for me, when I see it, when I said nature, we got to get back to nature. You said it's more than nature. It's consciousness. Same number, fam, for me. See, all of that's the same. I don't split none of that up. That's part of my gift. That's why gift is seven. Nature is seven. Consciousness is seven. Energy is seven. Damn it, the Galactic Federation is seven. Shit. See it. See it seven. You got to see it your way, though. Every time somebody speak, all of it connects to me by number. I don't separate shit no more. Nature, consciousness, energy, Galactic Federation, same number. I am Big Bang. I don't get into their story. It's our story now. Shape it and form it the way you see it. That's my gift. This is what I give. That's why gift is seven, part of that nature, part of consciousness, part of the energy, part of my conversation, part of my conviction, damn it. It's all seven.
And
go ahead, Brother Kwame.
And we keep saying our, but we have to understand what our stands for. O-U-R. O-U-R. You are what? You are divine. You are all of this and a bag of chips.
Mm-hmm.
And you are because it's us. Our.
Mm-hmm. See, and when I use those words, it's a number. Our is 13, it's God. So I ain't talking to everybody because everybody ain't part of the company. I'm talking about this hour because company is 13. God is 13. Our is 13. Everybody ain't in this consciousness. Everybody ain't going to get it. They way, this way, or any other way. But yeah, us is three. That's why we're dealing with this 21 right now. And you talking about in 9 years, we be in 30. That three. Will they give us another agenda instead of this agenda three called Agenda 21? It's all connected, like you said, from the insect all the way up to the air we breathe. We're all connected. Just finding your part. Part is seven. Part of your journey. Journey is seven. Have it your way. Way is seven. Everybody has a different angle of seven. You're the angel, seven. I can go on and on. But find the words. That's why find is seven. We have to find our own way with help from one another. So, yes, I love it. Like I said, every day is Christmas for me. As long as I'm speaking truth. Truth is Christmas by the number.
Yes,
everybody
we have
else
several
has
hands.
Got... Okay, then let's bring the family in.
I'm sorry. Let me make these two announcements first. One, I talked to y'all. It's been a while when we had Brother Raymond on the show where he was talking about his movie, and his movie did come out November the 29th on Lifetime. And as you know, with Lifetime, well, for those that do know, Lifetime shows their movies, you know, their Christmas movies, comes on several times. So it's called Welcome to the Christmas Family Reunion. And it was a very good movie. I really enjoyed it. And so I encourage y'all to, you know, check time and, you know, see when it'll be back on. I've been checking. It was a very good movie, and I'm sorry that I didn't get it to y'all in time. But as I said, you know, their movies continuously come back on. And the second thing that I would like to announce, and I was wrong, y'all, I was under the weather and just not in the best of spirits, but Miss Kim's birthday was December the 20th, Kim Weston, and Miss Kim turned 82, so she is on the one now. So I hope that we'll be able to give her a virtual birthday party. We'll be late, but that's my fault. But she did tell me she's celebrating her birthday all month long. And everyone to wish Miss Kim a happy birthday.
Happy belated birthday, my dear Miss Kim.
Yes. And hopefully we'll be able to send her, you know, a small token of our appreciation, a small birthday gift. I have to get her Cash App and see if, you know, we can send her something. So I wanted to make sure I brought that out because we can't forget Miss Kim. At least I can't forget Miss Kim. But I am planning on doing a virtual birthday party for her before this month is out. Okay, and we have callers with their hands up. So we're going to take, we have two callers. We're going to take these two callers real quick. Brother Eddie, let you get into the topic for tonight before we take a break. Okay, so area code 732.
Thank you, and I hope everybody is doing very well. I wanted to speak about the galactic. About a year or two ago, a spaceship landed, and they shot down the one that was in the spaceship. After they shot the one down that was in the spaceship, they got up and walked away. So I thought at that time, because I believe in the galactic, and in order for the galactic to come back to us, we have to start being in line like we're doing now, getting all of our facts together and believing and knowing who we are. So now, about within a month, they say another spaceship landed. I don't know if anyone else knows anything about that, but that's all I know is they said another one landed, and I certainly believe that's the galactic too. With the Galactic Federation coming back to help us, that's going to be our ally to get out of a lot of this stuff we're going into because of the fear a lot of us have. What else I wanted to ask too, Brother Eddie, is the Bottomist evil, and is ISIS evil?
Okay, you're asking if the Baphomet is evil and if ISIS is evil.
Yes.
It for me it's what you define as being evil by their definition, a lot of us would determine the Baphomet to be evil. But the Baphomet has a lot of the same traits as Jesus has.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus does, you see. And it's just because we don't know much about the Baphomet, and we've been told with that image of the Baphomet that it's evil, well, we stay away from it. But again, it says knowledge of good and evil. So why do we run from what we can learn, what's supposed to be evil, to be able to determine if it's actually evil or good? We have that knowledge, but we don't seek it out because we've been, again, put into a mental state of fear about certain things that are brought up.
Do you know everything that I've learned about the Baphomet seemed good, but everything I hear people say is not good?
Like I said, he has a lot of traits because they're the same thing dealing with numbers. They just put a story behind the number and flip the script. This is why we have to fill in the gap.
Does the Baphomet represent us?
It represents a state of mind. See, for me, it's the number. The number of Baphomet is 9. The number of Jesus is 9. The number of learning is 9. The number of information. This is why you get information from both Jesus and the Baphomet.
because mm-hmm. now we weigh it out to see what's what, who's who. Not being afraid and in fear because somebody has dubbed it that way. We're mature adults now, so we're supposed to take everything in so that we can truly weigh what's what.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do that because we hear certain things and then we run from it and we come up with an opinion on something we heard, not nothing we've studied and researched on our own.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Before you leave, can I ask you a quick question? Because you're in Jersey, correct?
I am.
Now, my son had told me about maybe about a week or – I'm going to say maybe last week – about these red things that were flying in the air. You know, he told me, he said, Mom, it wasn't a plane. It wasn't, you know, missiles or anything like that. You know, he said, well, whatever it was like five of them.
I wonder if that was the spaceships. No, I didn't. I didn't even know anything about that. But now that you're saying it, I'm wondering if that was the spaceships people were talking about.
Maybe that's what it was, but I know, you know, he told me, he said, Mom, I couldn't even take a picture of it. You know, he just said that, you know, he just couldn't believe it, you know, that they even drove to, you know, try to see where they were going and all of his neighbors and everything, that they were all talking about this. So I was just curious if you seen it as well.
No, I didn't. Wow.
Yeah, I had to ask him more about it.
Yeah, I sure would like to know. And Brother Eddie, what about ISIS?
Oh, ISIS is depending on what you're talking about. Ancient culture of ISIS. ISIS was a queen in the ancient era dealing with Isis, Osiris, and Set.
Mm-hmm.
Dealing with the story of Mary and Jesus being born.
Mm-hmm.
Same story, different individuals. But again, as time went on, they made ISIS as we know it today as a terror group.
Mm-hmm.
ISIS is no more than Al-Qaeda.
Mm-hmm.
The names have just been changed. The people are the same participants. So
ISIS, go ahead.
Al-Qaeda, what was the other name that they used? It's another name. Like I said, they just keep changing these names of these different groups of terrorists. But again, they use a lot of the ancient names and attach them to what's happening now to put a different spin on it and make people look, when you mention these names, they'll look at you like, oh, are you some type of ISIS supporter? Or you in a terrorist group undercover? You know? So, again, like you mentioned 9/11. The first thing people go to with 9/11 is 2001 with the Twin Towers coming down. 9/11 is no more than me than the universe. Because when you add 9 and 11 up, you got two. Universe is two.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the universe is both 9/11. It's called negative and positive.
Really?
The universe, right. The universe is both 9/11, up and down. I don't care where we are. All this is part of the universe, up and down, 9/11. 9/11 is black and white. So the universe is no more than a battery dealing with people. Universe is two. Battery is two. People are two.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that you said about the universe applies to a battery. It's negative and positive. Up and down in a current.
And wasn't ISIS a part of Venus, the only female planet? Was she?
I could not I'm not well-versed on that one to even give an answer on Venus and Isis. Maybe someone else in the family, Brother Kwame, or someone else can give you that, but I don't know that one.
The last thing I wanted to say was, speaking of love, the greatest gift of all is the gift of love. Even money cannot touch it. Like time when you see a spouse, most of the time spouses, if they're arguing, it's usually about one person working too much. And the first thing that person that's working a whole lot of say is, well, I'm working because I don't want our family to want for anything. But then the other person would say, well, they don't need you to work like that. They'd rather have you there. They want your presence. Your present from them is the gift of love. I just wanted to say that because when you all were talking about that, I was thinking how that's one of the main things that a break up a family even is because they're not giving their present of love to the family, you know? But I thank you all so much again.
Thank you.
Yes.
Go ahead, Brother Eddie.
No, I was just saying I was getting ready to thank her myself. And again, hopefully you got your answers that will help you out, and appreciate you listening and calling in.
Oh, I sure did get my answers. Yes, thank you all so much.
And thank you. Okay, I have another news story, and then we're going to take the caller. Then Brother Eddie will take a break and get into the topic of the day. Okay, this one, I watch TikTok. My son's got me used to it. But, these TikTok challenges is really too much. A Pennsylvania family is raising awareness for a TikTok challenge that left their 10-year-old daughter dead. Nala Anderson, 10 years old, was found unconscious in her Chester bedroom December the 12th after trying the blackout challenge, which encouraged participants to hold their breath until they pass out. Nala was rushed to a local hospital where she died. Now, what I don't understand about this is how can you consciously or even unconsciously hold your own breath until you pass out? Because it's going to burst. You know, your mouth is still going to burst. So how does that happen? I mean, I don't understand that. To me, that makes no sense. To me, somebody must have held her breath for her.
But sometimes
still, you know.
I had myself on mute. Yeah, and I agree because after you hold your breath so long, once you get ready to pass out, you're going to let it go and start breathing again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, something's a little fishy with that. So I'll leave that at that.
Yeah, that's what I said. You know, that just didn't sound right to me. I mean, and yes, I agree with the parents that you need to check on your children and see what they're doing and what are they doing on these devices and things like that. And, I mean, I say check their history and, check their history on it as well and put the child lock or child blocks or whatever it is on it. You know, my children were grown before, but I mean, I still just, it's encouraging to watch. I mean, I don't think my 10-year-old even has a TikTok account or any kind of privacy account, but that's me. So that's all I have to say about that. I just thought that was just something that I just don't buy that this child did this on her own. But that's just my mind. Okay, we're going to take this next caller. Area code 347.
Eddie, what's up, Eddie? How you doing, Sister Internet?
What's
hello,
up, Brother
how
Thomas?
Are you?
How you doing?
I'm good,
man. Hello,
Brother good.
Thomas.
Great.
How's everybody?
Great. Good to hear your voice, man. How's the family?
Everybody's good, man. Everybody's doing good, man.
Good.
Great.
That's
yeah. The TikTok, that is a very addictive app. And not the challenges, but just the format of the app, how they give you those real short videos, and then they kind of loop into the next short video and loop into the next short video. And sometimes I'll click on one, and then I find myself watching it for an hour and not even realizing it, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, and especially I like the videos with the Chinese people making stuff with their hands. You know, like the stuff that we use, and you kind of see them hand making it. That those types of videos I like. But they had a challenge with cinnamon that was killing people. That was when it first came out here in America, at least, where they would take
these
people.
That's where that came from. It's over TikTok.
Yeah, and then they recently had the crate challenge where people were stacking the crates up and walking over them.
Oh, yeah.
Now, those...
That's how my son got me started watching them, was he sent me that one with the crates. And they broke it down on how that was to an Egyptian god or something like that, or to the Masons or something, how that came down. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that had nothing to do with Masonry or none of that. That was just niggers being niggers. Okay, put the crates up, put the camera out. Oh, this is gonna make it. This is gonna hit world star. Let's do it. You know what I'm saying? Just clout chasing, and you know that took no brains or exercises or anything to do that together. We got crates all around every hood, so it's real easy to do. Just put the crates together and wait for someone to fall and get it on tape so you can laugh at it. And people was permanently injuring themselves, though. You know what I'm saying?
Can I break in real quick, Brother Thomas? Mm-hmm. And it just reminds me that TikTok is no more than a updated version of Jackass.
Yeah.
You remember that program?
Yep.
Not all of the videos, but a whole bunch of videos on TikTok that I've seen a lot of jackasses, as you said, with the crates, with these crazy challenges of any sort.
Yeah, because generally they got the big booty and the yoga pants challenge. So I'm just going by the stuff black people participate in. You know what I'm saying? You know, small waist, big waist, and a big waist. They turn around and show they butt in yoga pants and jiggles and the end of the video, and then the next one comes. Like, that's the stuff I see black people doing. You know what I'm saying? But unfortunately.
Or they talk about the alternative medications and the gardens. And, and I like that.
It's all what the addictiveness is in it. It's not really for us and people on the show.
No.
The younger generation has a short attention span. So these little 30-second, 40-second, 1-minute long videos is really all their attention span can really take. Wow. They can't sit down and listen to a 2-hour show, a 3-hour show. You know, it's going to be these little short videos because that's going to catch their attention. And then the next one comes on. So they got something else to catch their attention. And the next one comes on. They got something else to catch their attention. So it's meant for people with a short attention span. And what it does for people our age from watching it is we start to develop a short attention span. You know what I'm saying? Because I start a video for 20, 30 seconds. It's a long video. And say, I'll just go to the next video. I didn't even give it a chance because I'm so used to now being formatted in the little short video skit, so it's just something to make them watch out for. I was gonna say in 2020, they ushered in a fake fourth dimension, not the real fourth dimension. The precession of the equinox when we have the real fourth dimension, that's not until December 21st, 2160. That's when all the planets are lined up straight across with the sun, and you're supposed to be able to look straight across the whole. And that's the real, you know, age of Aquarius. This is not real. You know, this is what they're ushering in. We're nowhere near there. You know, we're about 140 years old. But this consciousness that we're seeing It's not a real consciousness. This is a fake consciousness. People aren't really waking up. This is a fake waking up. The consciousness is induced by the technologies. Without the technologies, you know, all this consciousness wouldn't hardly exist. Very few people was into this stuff until they saw it or heard it or read it on the internet. You know what I'm saying? It's all induced by the technology. So a lot of people have a short attention span with this stuff. So it's kind of like you. How many people you met that's all into this stuff and then they kind of disappear and they're not into it no more because this wasn't the real, you know, awakening. It was a fake one. So this metaverse is the I didn't know a name for it in 2020, but this is the fake fourth dimension. It's the alternative reality, that they want everyone to be in. Event 201, in a sense, is like a metaverse, right? A simulation of the effects of a global pandemic. And like we had on VR glasses, turn left, down, social media, TV, internet, media, our jobs, entertainment, sports, everything was a part of this simulation. So we couldn't escape it. You know what I'm saying? And I, you know, even me, I found myself doing a bunch of shows on COVID-19 way back in 2020. And I stopped because I said, I'm adding into this whole thing. You know what I'm saying? The key to this whole thing was to ignore it. If we all ignored it, they couldn't have did nothing with it. The fact that we paid attention until we fed into their simulation, it made us all part of it. You know what I'm saying? So I had to stop giving it energy and talking about it, you know? The last thing I was going to say is sometimes I think that I hear this Galactic Federation, and I think that that's escapism. Because if we're waiting for some aliens or ancestors.
Excuse me, Brother Thomas. Somebody has some background noise. Could you please mute your line? Thank you. Forgive me, Brother Thomas. Please continue.
Okay. I think it's escapism because if we're waiting for aliens or the galaxy to come help us, then what are we doing to help ourselves? You know what I'm saying? What if they don't come? You know, so I think it's a bit of escapism. It's like, giving up on seeing ourselves because a savior is going to come and do it for us. The Messiah is going to come back and lead us to salvation, you know. Because me personally, if I see an alien, I'm shooting. I'm not waiting. I'm not trying to shake no hands. I'm not trying to figure it out. No, last time we let aliens come on the planet, now they in charge. You got to stop them immediately. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I just think that, that's a little bit much, you know, like, because it takes away from us doing this ourselves. And I really think that that's the challenge that's before us, that the ancestors left us to do. You know, they were all here under it. They all led the foundation for us to take the next steps to free ourselves, not to have somebody else come and do it. Because whoever free you, that's your new master. You know what I'm saying? I'll mute my line. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Thomas. And I couldn't agree more because, again, for me, as I said, with that seven of nature, of energy, of consciousness, of the Galactic Federation. The Galactic Federation is I am, family. I am. That's the Galactic Federation. As Brother Thomas, who are you waiting on? It's I am is the Galactic Federation. You are I am. I am is no more than in the air and wind. What are we waiting for? We feel the wind and we breathe the air every damn day. That's the I am. That's the Galactic Federation. That's the consciousness that's coming through the air. That's the way I see it. It ain't got to be the way it is, but it is for me. Because, again, like you said, Brother Thomas, I ain't waiting. I'm with it. The wind is the current. That's the Federation to me, the current of wind.
The galactic is the air, the medicine of oxygen that we breathe. What are you getting from the air? What is the wind telling you? The Galactic Federation. Again, how do you see the Galactic Federation? Who are you waiting on to tell you what to do? It's the I am in you. That's part of the Galactic Federation that we are calling on. It's you. It starts with you. Everything. Understanding, overstanding.
So when we call on our ancestors and the ancient ones, that's like, and what I said was, because we are getting lined up, not waiting for anyone to just come and help, but because we are starting to get lined up now, it's like we can all join together. I didn't just say waiting for them to come help, but because we are getting lined up, they can come, they can help us now, help ourselves. And what's the difference in the ancient ones and the ancestors? We say we call on them, and some people pray to them sometimes too.
Wherever you get your energy from, if it's an improvement of oneself, then use it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Use it. Because, again, we're going through a paradigm shift. As we say, for me, it's no more than the flashlight. That ray of sun, the light of the sun that we're getting that gives us the information that's being revealed at this time. All of that is what people will refer to Jesus. Jesus is no more than information. He's no more than learning. Because he's a teacher. The Christ is no more than teacher.
Mm-hmm. And then because they say, when they say a spaceship comes down, that it has to be aliens, I just don't accept a lot that I've read in these history books. And a lot of things that was taught throughout the years, because I've been seeing that a lot of that just isn't so. So if the Galactic Federation does come in a spaceship, it doesn't really mean they're aliens, you know? Go ahead.
Looking at it a little bit deeper, we are the alien. Alien is five.
Yes.
But the spaceship.
Mostly.
Is the Mother Earth. This Earth is a living spaceship. It spins on its orbits at 1,000.3 miles an hour. It orbits the sun at 67,000 miles an hour. And we don't feel shit. This is the mothership, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
The Earth. See?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I need to make an announcement, y'all, and then we'll take a break and we'll come back and we'll get into the class. We have 9 minutes left in this live broadcast. In order to continue to listen to the broadcast, or if you have a question or comment, you have to call in. The call-in number is area. No, wait a minute. Let me give you the other number. Give me 1 second. That's area code 515. Brother Eddie, you usually have that number up. You have the 515 number up? I got it.
Yes,
area code
515-605-9343. Again, that's area code 515-605-9343.
Okay, so, y'all, you have to call in. And with that, we'll be back in five, and we'll go right into the class. Okay, y'all. We'll be back with you.
My
my God.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready to start your presentation? Well, start the class, forgive me. Brother Eddie?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You're loud and clear.
Okay, yes, I'm ready.
Okay. Okay, y'all, with pens and paper.
Hold on one sec. Let me do something. 1 second.
Okay.
Okay. Hello? Hello?
Okay.
Yeah, my fault, family. People were texting me about getting in, and I was like, if you ain't called in now, it's too late because you had gave the time, and it's past time for them to call in. So
yeah,
they're a bit late.
Unfortunately.
So. But anyway, family, I hope you've already been taking notes on what's been given dealing with your own personal gifts, you being the present, and again, here in the present, to give the gift of truth, the spiritual gift, the gift of knowledge. So starting off right now, going back to yesterday being the winter solstice, and the date of the winter solstice, 12/21/2021. Well, that date, 12/21/2021, comes to an 11. And winter solstice comes to a 9. So we're looking at 9/11 again. Right quick, winter is 27. 2 plus 7 is 9. Solstice is 36, which is a 9. Add 27, 36, you got 63. 6 plus 3 is 9. So there's your 9/11. 9 plus 11 is 2. And I'm using that to piggyback on what I've been talking about all night, us going from the 5th to the 6th, or going from 2021, the 5, to 2022, the 6th. What struck me real funny with that, because I've been working on that, and when we do our next show, when we talk about the medicine wheel, you'll see how all this ties in, because, again, everything's connected. But that 5 and 6 struck me because a family member had sent me a chart dealing with the new names of the different strains of the variant. It comes from a Greek chart of names. And as I've always said, the names and words change, the numbers remain the same. So COVID, or I like to call it COVID, or covert operation, COVID comes to 19. When they presented the Delta variant, I told the family immediately, all they did was change the name. Delta is 19, COVID is 19. So from this point on, we will, from here on in, have a different variation or strain of the COVID, now called the Delta. Now they changed the name again. I told you it was a different strain by the name, but by the number, it's still the same. The Omicron is 19. Delta is 19. Ain't that something? But getting back to the chart, what hit me was the family member asked me to look at this chart and see if any other names on this chart came up to the number 19. None of them did, but when I saw the correlation of 11 again, I was like, ain't this something? Well, Delta by this chart was supposed to come out in June of 2021 or 2021. the Omicron wasn't supposed to come out until May of 2022. Now, seeing that these are the only two names on this Greek chart that comes to 19, when you add 19 and 19, you got 38. 3 plus 8 is 11. 1 plus 1 is 2. I said, ain't this something? Now, right away, I looked and saw that there's 11 Greek names between Delta and the Omicron. There are also 11 months between Delta and the Omicron. And then it hit me. I'm like, look at this. June is the 6th month. In May is the 5th month. 6 plus 5 is 11. 1 plus 1 is 2. When you look at the number of June, June by number is 16. May by number is 4. 16 plus 4 is 20. There's that 11 again. I'm like, stop. But again, for me, the numbers don't stop. And I asked myself the question, why would they put the Omicron out before the rest of these 11 names? Well, all of a sudden it hit me. I'm like, well, May, when it was supposed to come out, well, May by number is 4. And the 1st of May, or 4 plus 1 is 5, the code. Another name for the first day of May is called May Day. Well, May is 4 and day is 7. 4 plus 7, again, is 11. And May Day is a distress call for SOS. SOS is 14. Back to May 1st being 4 and 1, 41. That's 5. So is this a code that they're giving to each other to let them know the so-called warp speed that needs to be put on this vaccine being given? Because again, the 11 is no more than what we talked about earlier that they're trying to push. They're trying to push a mandate, which is 20. That's a 2. They're constantly pushing again for the wearing of these masks. Mass is 11, which is 2. We soon will be told to stay at home once again. Stay at home is 38, which is 2. Another name that they had for stay at home was shelter in place. Shelter in place is 56, which is 2. Now, what they're really doing right now with the 2 is telling everybody, which will be a continuation, who has taken the shot to now take a booster shot. Booster is 29, which is 2. And remember, this Saturday, we will be calling, well, it's called Christmas Day. Christmas is 40, day is 7. 4 plus 7, or 47, is 11, another 2. And that will take us into the new year. Happy New Year. Well, Happy New Year comes to 38. 3 plus 8, another 2. So we start to see how this 2, again, all of these numbers are in the majority of these holidays that we have been given, and we don't recognize them, hidden in plain sight. So, again, understanding that 4 and 7, which is 11, comes to the words witchcraft. As I said, this is the primary time of year during the winter solstice, the darkest part, that witchcraft is performed. Witch is 25, witch is 7, craft is 22, which is 4. 25 plus 22 is 47. 4 plus 7, 11. There we go. Even using names of individuals to keep us off balance, dealing with our mindset. Mindset is 29, another 2. But a name that they used 2 years ago that distracted us by using witchcraft, but we saw a name in an event who goes by, he goes by the name of George Floyd. George is 31, which is 4. Floyd is 16, which is 7. George Floyd comes up to 47, witchcraft. He was used because, as we see, how many more George Floyds have we had since the incidents of George Floyd? And I can go back to Michael Brown and so many others that have had similar stories, but at the end of the day, they're no longer here. But again, this is why all of this covert or COVID, which again, remember family, with them talking about here in Illinois, I mentioned other states, that by the 3rd, you will now have to show proof of full vaccination to go out and eat, to go work out if you don't work outside in some type of establishment, and to go into any type of venues of entertainment. So, again, as I mentioned, I think people are starting to see, family is starting to see, that the border wall, regardless of what they might talk about now, which you don't hear too much of, was never about the wall of Mexico. It was about the people of the United States being contained, bordered within their own cities and states. Because if you don't have the proper identification, certification of vaccination identification, the COVID ID, if you don't have that card showing that you have been completely vaccinated, then your civil rights that we've been talking about, your constitutional rights, will be unlawfully taken away. This is where we're going. And we've been talking about it like Brother Thomas said, and I love what he said, because that's what's happening, that it's the way we talk about what's put in our face that puts us in the conditions we are, because we farther push it and manifest it. We can talk about it, but change the paradigm, that shift, to see the benefits in whatever's happening for us. Put that in the ether. Put that in the air, in the galactic, as we call it. Speak it. But the way we talk about things, ignore that bullshit. Don't push it. Don't give it the energy that we give it through our conversations alone. This is why we're the battery in the matrix. We don't see that we give the power once they put it in our face, these new words and take these new definitions that we attach ourselves to and speak on them in the manner that they were given to us, is the power that we control and we can take back. That's in the current of wind. That's the Federation, fam. That's what the Federation, the wind, the current is waiting on. It's always been here. It ain't nothing new, like this is just coming back. It's always, the wind has always damn been here. And here in Chicago, we should feel that. It's called a Windy City, baby. We should feel that Hulk. But that's all we feel is a gust of wind on our skin, and there's no communication within. That's the Federation to me. The wind talks to me, baby. It talks to all of us, not just me. But how do you receive this information coming from nature called wind, from the air, from the rays of the light of the sun, from the trees, from the grass, from the soil, from the dirt, from the oxygen of medicine that's in the air, in the sky. Keep your head to the sky. Take off that damn mask. We know we got to wear it, especially, like I said, in these states where it's going to be even more of a requirement next year. But again, like I said, family, here's one that I just want to share that I feel. Do all the damn traveling you can do by next year, because everything that we know as far as traveling and everything else is getting ready to change. That border wall is getting ready to be laid out. They're going to roll out that red carpet, as it's called. So these are the things that we truly have to start preparing for those of us who see these things unfolding right in front of us. And like I said, the consumerism of spending money on gifts and presents is not what we should be leaving, being the example for our children. See, because we're leaving a record. We're giving a record to them, but we're leaving a record because everything we do, they watch. Your babies, your children, the youth watch you. And they're going to do what they see you do, not what they hear you say. As we were told back in the day, you do what I say, not what you hear. Not what you see. But we know that ain't going to happen. Because even a lie is taught. And when a child sees that you can get away with the lie, even though the parent tells the child that a lie is wrong, when that child ain't in the presence of that parent and it's something they did, then, again, if they don't tell the truth, you know they're going to lie. So, again, even looking at that 5 and 6 for 6 and 5, this is why that 6 that was called Facebook 24, which is 6, changed its name to 5, called Meta 14, which is 5. All of this, dealing with this 5 and 6, ending this year, going into next year, is all encompassed in what we're talking about with this metaverse, with this augmented artificial reality. And again, as Brother Thomas said, dealing with TikTok and everything else on social media is no more than a updated version of television. Television has always been a programming tool to be used. Now, TikTok, social media, is the programming. And as Brother Thomas said, yes, our children, like a lot of adults, have very short attention span. But at the same time, what's happening, that program of seeing all these different clips, and again, remember, a picture is worth 1,000 memories. They say 1,000 words, but ain't no picture talking to me. But it's the memories that is seen in the energy of that picture that gives that 1,000 memories and or words. And once we're looking at all of this programming, all of these TikTok 30-second, 45-second minute videos, links, is being basically put in the brain, in the mind. And the mind is a storage bank. And when you sleep, that storage bank, those memories are being processed. But if the brain is processing memories of TikTok, of programs from television or any other social media, this is why we don't remember the answers that comes through our dreams. Most people say they don't dream anymore. We dream every night, but we don't remember them because they're intertwined with the TikTok videos. They're intertwined with television programs, with sporting events, with this, that, and the other. See, all this capacity of memory and storage of this major real computer called the brain hasn't been taught how to process from within, because everything that we get is coming from without or outside of us. This is why we're looking at everything from technology or devices outside of the self. This is why the self does not have time to reflect on what's coming from inside to give the world outside of itself. We're taking in all of the things from the outside and taking it in. We have to flip the script. We have to stop. Change is sacrifice, family. We have to change these bad habits into new habits of thinking. And it takes sacrifice. What are we willing to sacrifice? So with that, I want to close on that. And do we have any other callers, Sister Antoinette?
No, no one has their hand up. If anyone has a question or a comment, please raise your hand now, press the number 1, and we will be happy to take your questions or your comments. And anyone that's already on the line, if you have a question or a comment that you would like to give, we would take them as well. If not, Brother Eddie, I guess they're going to let us.
Hello?
Attend her. Go ahead, Brother Thomas.
Brother Thomas? I was going to say, man, you're right on point. And we can't let this one pass us by, because when they created this internet, we wasn't in on it. We ain't got no real estate in it. It's been a number one guiding factor of everyone's life. We had to work on it, play on it, do everything on it. We're on it right now doing a show, right? And we don't got no real estate in it. The metaverse is all about real estate. We could buy a piece now, hold on to it till we figure out what we're going to do with it. But it's going to be, it's not something that I was telling Dr. X this the other night. Because, you know, Dr. X is telling you everything bad about it. And I'm like, man, you know, let's not do that, because we're going to have to deal with it. And at this point, this is the time we need to start teaching these young kids how to create it. You know what I'm saying? How to make their own world. This is you're going to work in the metaverse. You're not going to work in the real world. You know, people been working on the metaverse since Zoom. You know, you haven't been face-to-face with your employee. At my company, at the stock exchange, they stay at home with their virtual reality glasses on, And then their avatars in a meeting room with all the rest of the people in their team, and they have private meetings, and they can show each other spreadsheets and facts and all those things in that Microsoft metaverse, like, without. So this is the future of not only just entertainment, but how we going to work, how we going to shop, how we going, the same way the internet was. No one would have thought in 1991 when they brought the internet out that we was going to be buying shoes and pants and buying groceries now and, you know, ordering food from McDonald's and Applebee's from the internet. But now we do that, and it comes right to your house. So this is just the next step of that. And just, you know, we need to be focused on this like lasers. And, you know, that's the way I look at it. And, it's you know, this show gave me a great idea, because I said last week, like, we need to build a Kemetverse. Because, you know, a lot of brothers, they stuck in Kemet, unfortunately. You know, we talking about 2030, they're going to talk about Kemet. Like, nigga, that was 5,000 years. Like, that has nothing to do with today. But, you know, so, you know, they could build their temples, their pyramids, their obelisks. They could call themselves Trayvon Hotep 15, Keisha, Patra the 8th. You know what I'm saying?
My.
Like, they could do their thing, and they could go live their life there, because they there now. We talking about the future. They talking about Kemet. So y'all need to go there. I'm going to build it for them. And I'm going to build a Moorish verse. You know what I'm saying? So they could sail the seven seas and conquer the lands. You know what I'm saying? And pirate ships and stuff. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to let them upload their paperwork on NFTs so they can bring their paperwork to the metaverse with them. That's all that's going to work for them. So we see how that works. You know what I mean? And the idea I got tonight, I'm going to create the Cosmos verse. Y'all can go out there. Y'all can cruise around, talk to the other federations, do all that stuff while the real world is happening. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what they created. You understand? Like, they gave you the ability to do all that stuff we talked about. You could do that with this right here. And then, you know what I'm saying? While in the real world, they'll be having a foot on our ass if we don't do something about it. So we're either going to build it or we're going to be a part of it.
Brother Thomas, can I ask the question? Will that not put us, will that not stick us in the matrix as well? You know, where we won't be able to tell real from, you know, fake from reality?
Well, the key is this. If you build something, you know it's fake. You don't got to tell me it's real.
Yeah.
I got to keep going there and to program it and fix it. I know it's so. That's why I'm saying we need to be on that end of it, not the consumers of it, but the builders of it. You know what I'm saying? We cannot be the people that's just on there purchasing things again. Because they don't got you purchasing real stuff in the metaverse. You could purchase the real Jordans, or you could purchase the Jordans for your avatar. You understand? They're going to cost the same amount of money. So you're going to be spending $140 for some virtual sneakers, for some character to walk around and look cool. You see what I'm saying? So if we're not the ones building the sneakers, yo, I'm going to make my Jordans, you know, and I'm going to go to Nike and I'm going to get a job making sneakers for them. Like, if we're not in that part of it, in the programming and the coding part of this, we lost. We done. We just going to be consumers, you know. So that's why I'm saying, like, we need to be trying to get the kids not to talk against it, because we need to tell them, yo, this is bad if you misuse it. You know what I'm saying? Same way as drugs. If you misuse alcohol, is bad. But if you drink occasionally, it's no problem. But if you abuse this technology, you're going to become addicted to it. But if you're on the end of it where you're creating it, you're going out in the real world every day creating it. You're not in the metaverse. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be there.
And to my concern is that, especially for the younger people, you know, for the children, and, you know, when I look at my grandchildren, and I just think of their interaction with people, because over a computer, that's not really teaching you social skills. I mean, social skills you get from being with people. And so my concern is, it's just going to make them disconnected, where, like the people on TikTok, they can call these different things for crazy things for people to go out and do, and they do it because in their eyes they're going to just see virtual reality, so that people aren't real people. They're just something on a screen.
When Facebook got in trouble for, it was a scandal called Cambridge Analytica. And what they
yes.
did
oh,
was
Oh, and
they,
that man just died, too. The one that exposed that.
Okay.
Forgive me, I can't
no
think
problem.
Of his name. I know it began with a C, but I can't think of his name fully now. Forgive me.
It's okay. But what they did was they took people's natural Facebook stuff, and like, let's just say you're Facebook friends with everyone that's on the phone line, and we're passing information that is pro Hillary Clinton, because that was the election, Hillary versus Trump. So they were able
mm-hmm.
to curtail that information to now be, we only get good information about Hillary Clinton. We don't never get the bad information. You understand? So people that's mm-hmm. pro Trump, they're getting all the negative stuff about Hillary Clinton. Just still, so you're seeing something, but your husband might be seeing something totally different if he has a different political view. You know what I'm saying? And then they were able
mm-hmm.
to take. Now, mind you, the information being spread and everything is by people, but most of the people doing this aren't real people. They're these things called bots. So these bots
yeah.
are really what the kids are engaging with on the internet. It's not people. It's bots that
mm-hmm.
is persuading them to think a certain way. You know what I'm saying? That's who they're engaging with. So as
yeah.
time went on with that election, you had this black dude who was teaching a karate class in some, I think, Philadelphia. He was teaching self-defense to young black kids, teenagers in the neighborhood. So he received a check for like $500,000. If he films his classes. So he's filming these classes with these young black kids in their karate outfits, and they all doing karate. And then they put that on the internet, though. The people that paid them put this into all the Trump supporters, black people preparing for a race war. With no words,
mm.
you know, you're just seeing all these black young kids training and fighting. And that's the, so they use that propaganda angle. All through bots. So when you was talking about who your kids or your young people are engaging with, they got bots just for young people, just to engage in people from the age of 5 to 11. They got bots for those. That's why they all think sort of the same way. They all want the same things. They all watch the same programming because those bots are doing the programming. Now imagine in the metaverse where you're an avatar, most of the people that you're bumping into ain't going to be real people. They're going to be bots. We don't, you know, you're not going to... You're not going to know if this person is another person somewhere in the United States that you're talking to, or just a figure on Facebook or Twitter. You know, they all have bots. You know, all the major companies, Facebook, Google,
mm.
you know, Amazon has bots to write reviews on things, you know, to make the product sell more. It's all bots, you know. So just saying, it's going to be really difficult to tell real from fake. If you think it's difficult now, you're not engaging with real people, the young people. You're only engaging with people over the internet. Now they're going to be engaging with people over the internet that look like people in their virtual reality glasses, but it might not even be a person. You know, so that's how dangerous this is.
Yeah, that's very dangerous. So if we don't engage and we don't teach our children, we don't push our children to engage, then maybe we can stop this. I mean, if you don't have people that are engaging in it, then how can it really survive?
This is gonna how they this is how they're gonna teach school, virtual schooling, the metaverse and schooling. They've already did studies and stuff to show how they think this could increase kids' grades by 70%, because now instead of just answering a question, now it's this thing called gamification attached to it. So when you get the questions right, you get rewards in the metaverse. You get some free points to go buy some free avatar clothes or whatever you want to do. You get all that stuff just for doing good in school, in your work. So the kids that they practicing this on in China and India, their grades are out the window because now it's a game. Learning is a game. You know what I'm saying? So they're learning more because learning is fun to them. You know what I'm saying? But what's the long-term ramifications of this? No one knows. But as far as the testing scores, they're saying, yo, if your kids aren't on this, your kids is going to be dumb. So you got to put your kids on this. So pretty soon, this is why all of the COVID-19 stuff, a simulation. You know, I said that, like, Event 201, a simulation of a pandemic. All the kids were home virtual learning in the metaverse. You understand where they, how they virtually learning? You learn everything virtual is in the metaverse. So they already were there. You understand? Now it's just going to be, instead of them seeing a teacher, they're going to see a avatar of a teacher. You know what I'm saying? Instead of having 20 kids in a class, they could have 2,000 kids in a class with one teacher there teaching 2,000, and it could be the best teacher teaching that in the whole world, teaching 2,000 kids at one time. They're just at home with their virtual glasses on. So that's how they're promoting it as being better. So the kids are the first ones that's going to be introduced to this through school. And like I said, through work. The adults are going to be introduced to this through work. And just like the internet was when it first came out, you got the first time really having the internet. Internet was when you got to your job and put it in your computer and your desk and say, yo, and now you can surf. And, oh, sweat. Oh, this is cool. I like this internet thing. And then it became a part of your life. So that's what they're doing with it. You know, so the kids are definitely going to be a part of it because that's how they go to school. And you're going to buy it for them to go to do their schooling. And then when they on it in their room, you're not going to know what they're doing. Just like when they on their computer in their room, you don't know what they're watching. They could be watching Pornhub, you know, but you don't know. You know, you think, oh, they just watching videos, you know. So that's how dangerous this is. But we got to make them aware of it and teach them how to build it. Because it's not built yet. This is all Foot Got is straight trash. I've seen it. It's trash. It's nothing yet.
Yeah.
It has no real good graphics. It's kiddish looking. It's like a video game in the 1980s compared to a video game now. 20 years, it's going to look excellent. That's when it's going to be really difficult to distinguish real from fake because it's going to look so real. But right now, it looks cartoonish. I mute myself. I know I'm just talking too much, Eddie.
No, you're fine, Billy. I appreciate it because I'm learning. I thank you because I'm learning.
Brother Thomas, you know me. I'm sitting here taking notes, bro, and putting these numbers and words together. So I never have a problem with it. I'm loving it, you know, because, again.
I am, too. I fully appreciate it.
Well, I'm going to tell you what it's going to get. Mass adoption, this is the last thing I'm going to say, when it's going to catch mass adoption, it's when a brother puts on these virtual glasses, goes in the metaverse, goes into one of these little cafe rooms, sees a female avatar, asks her, yo, where you from in the real world? They're going to say, oh, I'm from the same city you in. And then you hook up with her in the real world later that night, it's over. Brother's going to be on it every day trying to meet girls. It's going to be the new... You know what I'm saying? It's going to just replace the apps that we already use, GoFish and all that stuff, to meet chicks, Tinder and all that stuff. It's just going to be done virtually, and it's going to be seamless. You know, the problem's going to be is you could be whoever you want to be in a virtual world. I might be a 500-pound dude named Chuck looking like a 5'6" blonde. You know what I'm saying? And you hook up with, you think you're hooking up with her, and you get there, and it's Chuck. Like, man, you know what I'm saying? So that's the dangers. But once brothers start to go in there and extrapolate real females, it's over. It's over.
Ready Player One.
Ready Player One. Player Player.
Yep. Huh?
No, I was saying Player Player One. Once you go in there and get the girls, Player Player.
Yeah, I'm just saying that movie that came out, though, Ready Player One, dealing with the virtual reality of the same thing you're talking about, where they had this black female on there who in the avatar world was a robot, a male robot, until everybody found out that in the real world that was a female. But like you said, you can be anything you want to be. And if people get a chance, watch that, Ready Player One. Because it gives a good depiction on where we're going with this metaverse right now.
and how even in that, they really thought that at times that it was real, it was reality.
And that's where the gangsters come next. Are they going to have virtual jails too, or are they still going to have physical jails to put people in?
If anything they got in the real world, it'll be in the virtual world. The thing
that's
too
is dangerous.
Like myself, say that as everybody know, I love Bruce Lee. If I was into all this craziness, I'll be wanting to bring Bruce Lee back. I'll be wanting to see Bruce Lee. So you got a lot of people like that. How many young people and older people too? Are going to want to see Tupac and Biggie. Going to want to see Michael Jackson. Going to want to see Prince. I mean, I can go on and on about all of our ancestors now who have passed on, who can be brought back in this virtual reality. Go ahead, Brother Thomas.
No, I was just going to say, just want to see your moms or your dad or your kids that
passed.
You see what I'm saying? And if they had a Facebook profile, Meta already has a profile on that person. So what will you pay to have that person exist in your virtual world? For Meta to go back to that Facebook of your deceased relative and bring them back into the virtual world so you can spend time with them. You understand? They already know their likes, their dislikes, who they follow, who they don't follow, what stuff they send and don't send. They already have a perfect profile for that person. That's what I was going to say, Glover.
Exactly. I agree 100%. That's dead on. That's dead on. So, yeah, it's going to be very dangerous because a lot of people, just like they are right now, we see how they are addicted to their cell phone. It's going to be 100 times worse of an addiction with this metaverse, with this augmented reality. It's going to be, we're seeing it now, trying to figure out what's wrong with the children. Just wait until it's implemented. As Brother Thomas said, it looks like a 1980s version of one of the games today, how old it looks. But again, it's going to increase its productivity and its clarity, I say, by 2030, by this next so-called agenda that they plan on bringing in. Because, again, when I hear 2030 right quick, the first thing that comes to my mind is the next census. We just had the census in 2020. 10 years later, 2030, there's another census. So that census is going to pretell how many people now died from this corolla worldwide. It's COVID. How many people are now involved in this metaverse? It's all, again, just like Facebook is no more than a data record base. It stores all of your data records from your first initial contact with it. Mugshot like a mug. A mugshot doesn't even have updated mugs, shots of individuals, but Facebook does. Some weekly, some monthly, some yearly. On vacations, telling what you do daily, putting it on the internet like, you know all these people who are chimed in. You want to get views or get this, whatever it might be. You've given them all of the necessities of the algorithms that they need from the program of the record that those who are on these social media sites have given them. As Brother Thomas said, he doesn't plan on being on TikTok. But that hour that passes, hour and a half or what have you, all of this is recorded. How much time you spend, which videos that you watch, which ones that you go back and repeat watching again. I mean, all of this, down to the precise time and date. Who can remember exactly what they were doing last year? But Facebook and social media can. If you were on it, they know exactly what you were watching, exactly what you was looking for, exactly what caught your attention. All being downloaded for the times that's coming down the road. It's coming, y'all. Or better yet, it's here. It ain't coming. It's here already. But again, we got to take control of everything that comes out of our mouths, the way we talk about it, the way we express it. So we take control of even anything they put out here. We take it back. So, yeah, it's our time. And the quicker we realize it, the better off we'll be. And again, stop waiting for somebody else to fix us. I can't fix anybody if I haven't fixed myself. It all starts with self.
True.
So again, family, as I said, this is my gift that I give. And again, if it doesn't add up, your brother will shut up. But as long as it's adding up, oh, baby, I'm going to keep pushing it. And in hopes that you get it and see it the way you're supposed to see it, with the words you use on a daily basis. Because the numbers behind those words you use can be connected to a bigger, better, and a whole picture. Because again, this is just a part of the whole, and we all have a darn part. Find your part, figure it out, so you can give it away. That part is no more than your gift. And through conversation, you give your gift. You don't have to use no money. It's all in what we say and how we say it. How we say it, not just what you say. The tones, the notes. Yes, sir. Go ahead, Brother Tubbins.
Yeah, what you just to piggyback on what you said on Facebook itself, the data collection apparatus for people. They know everything about you, where you've been, places you like to go, frequent. Your phone knows all this too, right? Because you bring your phone with you. It has to try to connect with people's other phones and Wi-Fi's to ping. That's how they're doing the contact tracing based off of who your phone came in contact with. They know that you was close to someone with COVID. Now, with all this data they collected, all these years that's been stored on this thing called the cloud, it's just stored there. What do you do with it? You know, everything about this person, you know, their likes, their dislikes, their habits, their height, their weight, whatever, everything about them that you could know. But it's still, you don't know what makes them think, how they think. Why did they make the decision to do this? Why do they do that? Why did they go here instead of go there? So in order to find out that, you need to have more data. So they call it, in the computer world, it's called metadata, data about other data. That's what it is. So now you have all this data to find out more about it. You need to collect more data. So this is the metaverse. So all this data they've collected on people all these years, what can we do to this? What can we do with this? How can we know more about these people? Now you create a metaverse where you're actually in an avatar form engaging with other people. Now they get to see your the way you would perceive yourself to be. They get to see how you act around other people. As things change, now they get more data to put with that other data to find out more things about you. And it's all about advertising, because it's all about making you a consumer of the things you see. So the advertisers are paying for this data to put with this metaverse data so they could compile other composites on things that you might like before you see them, or things like that. It's all about that. So the metaverse is just to collect the metadata. The metadata is the data about the data they already collected from the internet that they've already figured everything out with it. Now we got to find out more. We need more data. Let's collect metadata, and that's what you got, metaverse.
Great way of saying it and looking at it. Never looked at it that way, but, yeah, I can use that. I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
Nice, nice, nicely
done. I have to look it up where they say that they're going to be able to put advertisements in your dreams while you're sleeping, that you'll have dreams of advertising, that they're going to implement them in your mind.
I feel they've done that already through programming. Like I said, all of the television watching and all of the TikToks and other social media sites, they've already put the programming of anything they want you to do, buy, consume. Consumer is 29, which is that 11. That's why money is 11. They want you to use money because they call you a consumer. Because we're not creating and producing anything. As Brother Thomas said, what do we have in the game of the internet? For me, what I got in the game is seeing the number behind the words, because internet for me is no more than metaphysics. They've just used an artificial internet to deal with the real metaphysics, as above, so below. All the technology is mimicked after everything that's real. A car is made after the human body, has an engine like we have a heart, has pistons like the heart pumps. That's why we have a V8 and a V6, an 11 V6. And 13 is V8, and I ain't talking about V8 drink, but it's good for you. I'll take a V8.
Yeah.
But
Brother
anyway,
Eddie,
I know we're coming
you
at the end.
You
want to
give your contact
time.
Information. Yeah, you
yes,
want to give your contact information.
I could be reached at e.brewer1942@gmail.com. That's e.brewer1942@gmail.com. And family, thank you for your time and space and all of your contributions along with your time. Much love and much appreciated. Until the next time, Sister Antoinette, you can close us out.
All right. Well, y'all have a good evening. Have a Merry Christmas or whatever it is that you celebrate or don't celebrate. Enjoy your days. And, again, happy belated birthday, Miss Kim. Okay, y'all.
Yes.
Have a good one.
My Lord, I have read this book so many times, but nowhere can I find the page that says what I experienced today.
Break my face.